Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We got a great show for you today. Actually, a great 2 hours of show all about you. This is what we're doing. You know, we went out and we took an informal poll. It's really fascinating what came back on the informal poll. Okay, so all y'all have heard me say I'm a researcher. I don't even know what that means. But the point is, from a very young age, I was curious. I think that's why I love what I do. I'm curious. I'm curious about, like, what Carissa Atkins is doing, how she's doing it. She is my super guest today. What does it mean when we're talking about wellness? What is she doing? How does she live her life? Does she talk and then walk? Kind of the same deal. You see, this is where I'm really curious about, and I've been curious about this for a long time. You know, and I think part of it comes from growing up and being different, like as a kid, and now understanding what that means. And what that means is different is not less than. So that was the clue that hit me at like age 47. I know it's like a slow process, Benny. But when I think about this and I think about what you have told us you want more of, we sat down and we looked at it and we said, yeah, you want to know how to reset. You want to know, I don't even know what happened for 3 years. I mean, don't even ask me. I don't know. And by the way, I don't even remember what it was like before that. And people are like, I just want to know how to reset. I don't even want to go back to what I thought it was. I just need a reset. And what that means is different for each person. But what they're saying is, hello, what I'm doing just ain't working for me. Today, we're going to talk about hitting the wellness reset, helping women break through, and I could say it, Benny, because I'm not cussing, the BS and become healthy, unstoppable leaders. Now, how do we do that? Well, you get the boss up, babe, and you get the queen of change, habit change. That's Carissa Atkins. And you get her on the show and you say, what the heck are you doing to help these women? And then she says, oh, I'm like doing a lot. That's what today's about. Carissa, it's great to have you.
Oh, Dr. Pat, thank you so much for having me back. I just freaking love your show so much.
I need you. Yeah. I need you right now. Look. When I went out now, I went out and asked people a couple of things, very informal. I can't call it research. I have to call it a poll. Hmm. And I asked the women that are in my circle, but women I know, and we're going to do a more formal poll because the preliminary results are shocking. Hmm. But we are now here. And what do you make of so many either vocally saying it or kind of shyly not saying it? And then those not even wanting to go there that we need help with the reset. What are you finding?
Well, I find that the women that I work with, they are desperately needing this sense of reset, whether it's a mental reset, a physical reset. They're in these normal everyday lives of now what it feels like to work from home or to be working, you know, hybridly. And they're like, I still don't take any time for myself. Like I thought if I had all the, like, if I could just go home and work from home, I would have plenty of time for me. And it's really almost the opposite. And they're on more verge of burnout and overwhelm. I mean, the sad thing is, you know, the norm is anxiety and depression and overwhelm and burnout and like this lack of, you know, health and energy. Mm-hmm. Like it's so much more than it was a couple of years ago. As I've been in this industry for 10 plus years and now more than ever, I'm like, oh my God, ladies, we need to reset.
And you know what? I got my phone. I'm looking at my phone because now somehow our audience has the phone and my personal phone. And I love that they do because this is the question that came in. Okay. All right. Okay. I love the way they spell your name. Can you ask the queen?
Yeah.
Can you just ask the queen this question, Dr. Pat? Okay. I love the whole reset thing, but here's what I want to know. What if I feel like I got to reset everything? Mm. It is overwhelming.
Yeah.
This is a three-part question. So I want to start with the first. What happens when I feel like I have to reset everything? Two, what happens when I'm in a home environment where I'm the only one that thinks we need a reset? These are, right? I mean, how many women do you work with that are saying that?
A lot. and they really resonate with that first one. They really do. They're like, it's so overwhelming. It's so overwhelming.
So let's talk about it. First of all, we need to talk about lifestyle. Let's get at it. And what you're doing is you're introducing us to lifestyle fitness.
Yeah.
And I love that you're doing that. And I love that you're talking about that because we're so obsessed, overwhelmed, ridiculously crazy with the word diet. And what I'm finding,
I just puked.
Did you just do that?
I sure did.
And I have to take off my glasses because I think I felt that all the way here because I think you got some of that on my glasses. But you see, that's what the industry would love for women to believe is wrong with them.
Yeah.
Can you fill in the blanks here?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the health and weight loss, the health in general, health industry is a $50 billion industry. So it's not really our fault, you guys. If you're listening, it's not your fault that you think you need to hop on some crazy diet, take all the pills, drink the shakes, do the detoxes, and do all the cardio in the world, because that's what we've been preached, right? It's their job as the market, the industry, to tell you what they think you need. And instead, you know what you need, right? Yeah. Like, you need something that is sustainable. Not a diet that's going to be a quick fit. I'm heated now. All right, we're done. but it's not the fault. It is your fault. However, if you are trying to hit this wellness reset, if you're trying to change your life mentally, physically, emotionally, like if you're trying to become a healthier version of you, it is your fault if you choose to stay there. If you choose to keep popping on the diets, even though you know they're not going to work, if you keep going to the gym every day and you're not seeing any results, like, it's your fault that you're staying there. So you have to take ownership of that. But it's not your fault that that's what you've maybe thought to believe that you needed in order to hit this wellness reset. So not your fault there. But if you're stuck in this overwhelm, that is something that you can change 100%.
Oh my God. Okay. Help me with this. Cause I think this is going to address this question. I was talking to someone the other day I work with, not on a regular basis, but every once in a while I get an SOS call. Mm-hmm. Hey, you got to help me. Oh, so I got the SOS call the other day and I thought, okay, because I've had several deaths in my family. So I really thought, you know, okay, I'm going to talk to her like at midnight. Okay. You feel me on that? And she says, you got to help me. I said, okay. She says, I'm getting ready to sell my brand new, it's not a Stairmaster. It's one of the new pieces of equipment. I think that comes out from Nordic. It's the combination of a Stairmaster and elliptical. It's really difficult. I actually have one. Okay. And she says, I'm getting ready to sell it. And I'm just trying to, you know, I said, okay, why are you selling it? So, well, you know, now COVID's over, we can get back to the gym. I said, well, have you got back to the gym yet? Oh no, but we're thinking about it, but we thought we should sell. Wait a minute. You haven't gotten back to the gym yet. You're getting ready to sell a piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. And I said, why don't you just use the equipment until you figure out whether you actually want to go back to the gym?
Light bulb. Yeah, good.
So here was the answer. It was fascinating. And you know what this is? Go on any list right now. I don't care what it is. Name your list, blank list, right? Go on. Look at the amount of fitness equipment for sale. Mm-hmm. Everybody bought fitness equipment during COVID. So I said to her, are you using it? Well, you know, Pat, you got one and you've moved it four times in your house, right? Mm-hmm. I said, yes. I said, but let me tell you why I moved it. I moved it because I thought I would put it here because of the aesthetics of the house. I said, what I've done now is I put it where I'm going to use it. Yeah. That's where it is now.
Yeah.
And I said, so is that really the thing? And you know, there was no good answer. But the reason I'm sharing this with you is because I think we are confused. We don't know where to start. We don't have a direction. And isn't that what you're helping people with? Because it doesn't feel good, Carissa, to feel lost and stuck.
No, gosh, I remember feeling lost and stuck because I've not always been the queen of habit change and a woman with like a healthy body and tons of energy and the confidence. Like, no, like I remember being on antidepressants. I remember feeling lost. I remember feeling overwhelmed of where to start, what to do, right? Like, and that doesn't feel good. And when we are in that place of stuckness and that funk that women like to like, oh, I'm in a funk. Cool. Well, the first thing you need to do is like tell yourself you're not in it. Anyways, we're not going unconscious wise, but yeah, if you're feeling overwhelmed, like just decide like one thing, right? One thing. And that's where I did start. So it went with fitness first. It always went with fitness first, and then it went to nutrition. And that's just how I did it. Everyone's path is going to be different, but we have to create a fitness plan, a lifestyle plan that works for our lives, our busy lives.
All right. Look, I'm glad you're here. I am, because I never thought that resetting, mm-hmm. and we're just talking about women now, mm-hmm. right? I woke up the other day and somebody said, what are you most grateful for? I talked to some very interesting people that really want to know more about me than they do about themselves. So I get asked these really weird questions. And they said, you know, Pat, what are you like? I mean, your personality. What are you really grateful about your personality? What about your personality? I never think about my personality. Hello. Like, I don't even know. I have to ask the audience, what do you think my personality is? And they tell me. But I said, I think you're asking more about my energy, right? Okay. She said, yeah. I said, I love that I have almost equally masculine and feminine energy, but a lot of times I have a lot of masculine energy to get the things done. And she said, well, what does that mean? Is masculine better? I said, no. I said, but here's the thing. What do you want to get done? Mm-hmm. You know, it's energy. It's not like men and women. That's not what it is. It's a yin and yang.
Yeah.
And so what have you discovered in what you're creating, right, in these game-changing habits? How do we help the people that are listening today just put their foot in the water? Hello, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What can we tell them?
Well, it always goes back to the one thing, you know? So it's like, pick one thing. Like, I sat down 12 years ago and I made a list of all the things, the shoulds, the coulds, the musts, the needs. And you know what I'm talking about, right? Oh, I should be doing more of this and I need to be doing more of that. Okay, great. Write them all down, because now it's out of our head and it's on paper. And then I literally just circle which one is going to be the needle mover. Which one is the domino that will allow everything else to feel better, right? So, you know, like, for, again, that for me was, Carissa, you're 213 pounds. If you would just probably move your body more than walking your son to the bus stop every day, it would probably be a game changer for you. And so I'm like, okay, wow. Like, I committed to 5 days. I was like, I don't even know what I'm going to do. I'll worry about that later. I'm just going to get to the gym every single day for 5 days, because I wasn't moving anything. Like, I couldn't even, if my 2-year-old daughter ran out into the street, she'd probably beat me out into the street. That's how out of shape and overweight I was. And how scary is that as a mom? So it would just be to pick one thing, one freaking thing that you can do consistently. Yeah. And show up consistently for one thing. That's at the end of the day, anytime I'm changing habits, I'm like, great. Yeah, I know you want to do it all, but don't fall to that mistake, because that's how we won't do any of it. Let's pick one. Let's go at it. Whether it's fitness, whether it's de-stressing, whether it's food, whether it's quit smoking, doesn't matter what it is. And let's just go at it hard and heavy. Take that masculine energy, but we're going to pair it with the feminine energy. And I'm happy to. I love that topic. Because I bring a lot of that masculine, but I also bring, I balance it out with feminine energy as well.
Yeah. So here's what I want to ask you about this. And Benny, Jacob, we're going to skip the break for a minute. You know, I don't know about all of you listening to the show, but if you look at women and career women, and career women means entrepreneurs as well as, you know, the top executive of a company. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at anything that says career and women in the same sentence, there is a whole range of things that become part of that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And unless you build something in on a regular basis, unless you've learned how to build that in and think that time is still on your side, that becomes a real roadblock. It becomes a giant pothole. Can you talk about, you work with busy women, you are a busy woman. Do you think that getting a sustainable either nutrition plan or something that deals with good self-care is really a great challenge? I think we're actually understating how much of a challenge it is.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, we're all career focused, busy women, right? We're go-getting, we're fear-facing, we're taking charge, we're doing lots of things, and that's great, but we're not taking care of the number one priority, which is ourselves. I'll get to me later. Like that is the biggest thing. And they think that, oh, I'll do it later after work. Well, that later never comes. And so I'm a big, you know, fan of getting it done in the morning, you know, right away. Obviously not everyone is a morning person, but these are all excuses. These are all things that you could be, right? You could rearrange your day so that you get your daily movement in at the very beginning of the day, but you're choosing not to.
Yeah.
You know, you can either have excuses or you can have results, but you can't have both. So,
yeah. You know, I always prepare for these shows. So I always prepare. Like I always know that I'm going to talk to you. So I do the prep work and I do it the night before. And I'm sitting there last night. I just got done playing. And, you know, so how many hours do I play? Well, okay. On Wednesday, they close early at four. And so it's like from 1, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. Okay. So I play minimally 2 to 3 hours on a Wednesday afternoon, right? And then I go home and I'm sitting there and I'm getting ready to talk to you. And approximately 10 feet away from me on the floor in my room that I'm in is a piece of equipment I bought that is so easy to use, so powerful to use. Everybody says you got to use it, even if you sit there and put your dang feet on it. And it's one of these pro vibrating plates, right? Mm-hmm. You ever been on them? Like,
yeah.
Okay. I got it because for my knee, as you know, I couldn't do things when my knees were healing, but they got to a point where I could use that and they would build up the little muscles.
Yes.
Then my knees got better and I shoved this thing over in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there and I want to ask you the light bulb. And I thought, I'm never going to use this in my home now. Why is this not in my office? Pat, you get into work at 5:45, 6 o'clock every day.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's here. You crank up your music. Why isn't it at your desk while you're doing what you're doing? Isn't that an interesting question?
Yeah.
But I want to ask you about it because it's a why that is very specific. What have you learned about what is underneath that why that stops us from being and doing exactly the most amazing women we want to be?
Gosh,
I didn't get an answer. The machine didn't answer me, by the way.
Yeah. Well, that's a difficult one. I mean, if we're talking to me, I'm a big believer that your why will drive you if it's the deepest, most ultimate why. You know, and that's, I call it the MOFA, the big A motivating factor. That way Benny doesn't have to beat me out. But it's, you have to dig deep and figure out why it is that you want anything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, as an entrepreneur, there are days that I forget why I'm in business. Like, oh, but then I reconnect with my why and I'm like, oh yeah, this is why. And that is way more important than anything. But yeah, you should, that thing, you move that to your office.
I mean, my God, I mean, it is heavy, but I can pick it up and put it in my orange car. There's no problem with that at all. But mm-hmm. What a great solution that the universe gave me as I'm sitting here getting ready and I'm thinking, oh, how busy with women create sustainable nutrition plans. So I didn't even talk about that. We're going to get to that now. I discovered something.
Hmm.
Here's what I discovered, and I would love for you to talk about it. One of the blessings of COVID was how the industry started to cater to people not going out.
Yeah.
And what happened was all of these food prep types popped up. Now, I'm not going to mention any names because I'm not affiliated with it. But there's one in particular that will put together a complete organic meals for you. Every day, they don't cook them. This one doesn't cook them. The other one does cook them. Sure. But they'll put them together. And within 30 minutes, you don't even have to grocery shop and you can put it together.
Yeah.
The other, there's others that, hello, fully organic, put it in the oven for 11 minutes. You can pick it.
Yeah.
So with all the, and by the way, they're cost effective. It costs me more to shop than it does for me to do this for my schedule. But even with all of that, we're not picking nutrition first.
Yeah.
There's something that's going on with us that's very interesting, and myself included. And I've had to really look at this. You know, what does it take to create sustainable nutrition and put that plan together? Now, I will say I did correct this. Okay, so I'm not like in that rut anymore. Mm-hmm. But man, it took everything I had to face myself and say, why are you, the keto plan doesn't work for you. Why are you ordering all the keto meals? Hello, no.
Yeah.
Because they taste good.
If you don't want to eat bacon and cheese. And
everything. Oh my God. Everything in the keto meal has cheese. It's like cheese cauliflower, cheese spit. Everyone's like, what?
Yeah. 10 pounds of bacon on your burger. I like to think of, I mean, I call it sustainable nutrition, right? Because I've never met a woman who, well, most women I meet, they've jumped from diet to diet. They're searching for the perfect one that's going to finally allow them to, you know, find optimal health with for themselves. They're searching for the perfect diet to give them energy. They're searching for this perfection idea. But what I teach is sustainable nutrition, because I'm not a fan of diets. In fact, I encourage my clients to ditch the diet mindset and lifestyle. Okay. And I teach them how to really do three things instead. Sustainable health means I can eat whatever I want, when I want, of course, the foods that are good for my body, but I shouldn't have to deprive myself. I mean, I believe God put food on this universe for me to eat and enjoy. So I can honestly and proudly say I'm a foodie, and I eat tacos and I have glasses of wine and I still maintain a sexy six pack year round. So something that I'm teaching is clearly working, but sustainable nutrition is, can you live that, like that, we'll quote, you know, quote unquote diet. Can you eat like that forever? And if you can't, which most women don't, right? I mean, think low carb, no carb diets, think, you know, no sugar. Like, can you really tell me that you're never going to eat fruit again because you're on like a no sugar diet? Like, fruit's great for us, right? It's colorful. But yet you're following some plan that says, nope, strawberries, grapes, and watermelons too full of sugar. Like, those are natural things. Those are fruits. Those are really, really good for you. And so if you can't do it longer than the 10 weeks that plan has you on, like forever, then why are you doing it? You know, because they're searching for instant gratification.
I know.
Creating a lifestyle of health.
And one of the things you've created, let's get to solution, which we're going to talk about too for the remainder of the show, which is important, is the 31-day healthy habit challenge. Okay, I got to say this. Just give me a challenge. Just get up in my face. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know why. Maybe I blame my uncles for giving me those boxing gloves when I was like 4.5, 5 years old. I'm going to blame them for that scenario. But when I hear 31-day healthy habit challenge, I'm like, when's it starting? What do I have to do?
Yeah. How can you sign up? Right.
How can I sign up? Do I win anything?
Yes, I can answer.
I'm sorry. I have a competition in table tennis coming up. So my brain is like, I had one of my partners say, you're not practicing enough. So, I mean, my brain is like, yes, we want to do it. But don't we want to do it with the tribe? Don't we want to do it with somebody that knows, like the fitness queen? Don't we want to do it where we have some guidelines and know how to start? Is that why you put this together?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I did. In May, I did a 31-day movement challenge, right? Fitness. And at the end of that challenge, everyone was like, what's next, Krista? We want more. We want more. Who doesn't want to feel like you have a community and a tribe supporting you and rooting you on? Like, everyone wants the team in the corner that says, you got it, Rocky, you know, like, who doesn't want that? So I put together another challenge. It's the 31-day healthy habits challenge. It's there to support women, very career focused women, you know, create healthier habits for themselves, whether it's self-care habits, maybe mindset habits. We've got fitness habits. We've got nutrition habits, water habits, everything, because I took a poll just like you, because, you know, when your audience is asking, you're like, okay, well, like, what kind of challenge do you want? And they said nutrition. And then I saw exercise, yeah. I saw mindset. And I'm like, girl, we're doing it all.
Yeah.
Like, that's how a Boss Up Babe does it. We're going to get a little bit of everything. It starts July 1st. It ends on the 31st. Of course, there are prizes and giving away books, coaching sessions, workout plans. And really, there, it's not as who can do the most push-ups. Like, no, because everyone comes with their own level of where they're starting. But you get entered into those prizes and that pool just by showing up. Hey, Carissa, I did 2 today. Awesome, right? Because you posted that, you get 2 points. So I encourage them, no matter where they're at, it can really, I mean, you can just do it. You're the daily challenge yourself. You can invite a friend and then, you know, you get more points that way. But
I'm going to do it. I'm going to get Linda and her sister to do it.
Yes.
You
know,
the reason I thought about this is, and so when are you starting it, and how do people find out about it, and how do people find out about you? So how do people get involved? Yeah. How do you sign up?
Okay. So the challenge is being offered in my Facebook group called The Healthy Hustle. Okay. Yes. And then every day on July 1st to sign up, all you have to do, there is a video that says 31 Day Healthy Habits Challenge. You'll hit I'm in. And then guess what? Your name goes onto my accountability list. And every single day I'm tagging you in it. Hey, did you do it? You know, what did you learn from it today? I'm holding you accountable. It's accountability that everybody needs. We can all say we want to join something, but what happened? Like, let's actually do it. Like, let's do it together. So yeah, that's where people can find the challenge. It's free. It's a free group to get into. Yeah. There's zero cost because I wake up every day hoping to, you know, help women become the best versions of themselves and live their most epic life. So yeah. It's free. It's in the Healthy Hustle group.
Yeah, I went over there. I'm in the group now. For those of you, what are we talking about? You have to go to Facebook. It's right there. It's groups. It's I was right there. And then I just did like a little comment and I said, I am in. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I did that right, because Jessica will tell you anytime I post something on Facebook, it's never really good. I'm learning Facebook.
Well, I'm going to add you now to my list.
Do you see me? Did I do it? I don't know if I did it. So here's why. When we come back from break, I want to talk about what we do and struggle to do the things we're about to talk about doing that don't fit who we are. I am not going to be able to do a push-up. You know, that my shoulders, 2 shoulders, that isn't me. But I will show you personally during the break a mark on my arm for how committed I am about moving my body. Mm-hmm. When you get hit with a little white ball that comes at 100 miles an hour, and you, and honestly, what I'm going to show you during break is about 4 days old.
Okay.
That is something that you thrive for. It is happy. Everybody I play with last night, they were like, I'm so happy when I'm here. I have one woman that I play with, and you know, she's from China, and you know, English is her second language.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm happy here. See, I'm happy here. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, can you find your I'm happy here place and take this challenge? You see what I'm trying to say to everybody? I know those of you out there, you want to call in 1-800-930-2819. We need to change the psychological profile. That sounds deep. We need to change the psychological profile where our brain says healthy, hard, miserable. Yeah. We need to change that, because that's not what Carissa Atkins does. That's not what the queen does. So what would allow you to be happy in a happy place, to see results that will last you? And I'm telling you, you're not going to do it alone. The hardest thing to do is stop reaching for that peanut butter sandwich at 9 o'clock at night that you know you don't need, because you've just eaten about 1,000 calories of some keto plate and you still got to go for the peanut butter sandwich, and you think you're doing cool because you're putting it on a 3-carb roll up. Let's take a short break. True confessions. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Carissa and everybody.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet, Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune into the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified new paradigm, multidimensional transformation energy healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, I love that Linda sets this up. You know, Linda is our producer, but I got to tell y'all, she is my best friend. And, you know, we are the trifecta here of in leaders. What do they call it now? I should know this. I'm a consultant. Leadership team. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's Jessica, myself, and Linda. But I wrote a memo the other day. You ever watch that Jerry Maguire movie? Okay. Yeah, the Jerry Maguire. Okay. Remember when he did the memo? Jacob can talk to this. So I had a situation where somebody pushed a little bit too far about my team. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't really a blatant like that. But it was like, I don't know, man. It just got me. And I wrote a Jerry Maguire email memo. I think Jacob will talk to it. I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah.
But it made me reflect on how amazing everybody here is. Mm. Benny and I have been together 20 years. Jacob has stepped in and has run the show. Olivia's even on here. So we don't even, Olivia, we were in a tough bind because we got hit with people not being able to come to work due to the illness that shall not be named today. And she jumped in. Jacob jumped in, right? Daniel jumped in. Jessica, like, is running shows. Lydia is new, and she learned how to run shows in 5 days, live shows. Mm-hmm. Everybody jumped in. Linda works from 8 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time, to 8 o'clock at night. Our clients jumped in. They prayed for us. They did rituals. I think Pam Bright saged the entire state of Washington for us. So I wrote a Jerry Maguire memo. And then I thought, I'm not living this in my own personal health and wellness arena. Mm-hmm. And then Linda sends you to the show. And I thought, we have got to help people, Carissa. I want thousands of people to sign up for this. Thousands of women. Can we talk to them and tell them a little bit about what's going to happen? But can I just clarify something for you all out there? Career. We're not talking about no. When I'm selling hot dogs on a hot dog star, that's a career. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Let's just say you are working. You probably work in a bunch of jobs. We're talking to you. talking to me. So take us through how you're excited about this. What are you going to do? Can you share a little bit about this challenge without giving away the whole enchilada?
Absolutely. And I would never be able to even give it away, right? Just being able to talk about it, because actions are going to be way louder than words every day. But, you know, at the end of the day, this challenge is every single morning I go live and I give you your challenge action of the day. And because everyone wanted fitness and everyone wanted nutrition and like they were all over this, but at the end of the day, they all wanted a couple of core things. So every single day, you're going to be challenged to do a movement break, right? A movement set. And I like to say movement over fitness because everyone, like some people think fitness is like really hard stuff. If you're 80, you can do this challenge. If you're 20, you can do this challenge. If you are in a wheelchair, you could probably do this challenge even. Like I am a big believer is we will find a way to do it. Yeah. And so you're always going to have a daily exercise or fitness or movement, whatever word really sits with you, because we want to move your body. Movement creates, you know, freedom. It creates creativity. Like we feel free. We're going to ride the happy endorphins all day long. So movement will always be a part of the 31 days. I'm going to go live. I'm going to show you. And what a lot of the women in that group love is they're like, Krista, I love that you show the different varieties. So if we're doing a push-up today, I'm going to show it to you on the floor. Yeah, off my knees, because that's how I would do it. That's like, that's me. But I'm also then going to show you the moderations. I'm going to show you for the woman who can't go onto the floor. I'm going to show you the push-up from the wall. I'm going to show you how to plank on the wall, because not everyone can do a plank on the floor. Not everyone can get down like that or put that kind of pressure on their wrist. So they love that I just show from like basic beginner, like here's it is, all the way up to like, oh, okay, push-ups are way too easy for you. Cool. We're pushing it up with a clap, right? So I would teach them how to boss up any workout. Then we're going to do, you know, challenges like water and steps, because it's the basic little things that's going to equal big, big results. So you may think, oh, water, we're going to drink water today. Yes, we're going to drink water. Why? Because most of America is dehydrated and it's the summertime. And, so it's simple, right? Sometimes it's steps. Sometimes the action step is going to be a reflection question. Like where in my life could I see, you know, where I need to improve? Because I'm a big believer in personal development and self-awareness is key. So at the end of the day, I got your back, Pat. Like you're going to show up. I'm going to do this stuff with you. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to drop your name below. I'm going to ask for you to show up for yourself. And if you're not willing to show up for yourself, then I can't help you, right? Yeah. At the end of the day. So you have to take that responsibility. But I love this. I love challenging women, mainly because at the end of 31 days, they look back and they're like, wow, they have confidence in themselves. They said they were going to do something. They did it. And they're like, oh my gosh, if I could do that, I could do this. I'm like, yes, you can. So it breeds confidence doing small challenges like this.
I love it for two reasons. One, because I just prepping for this, I have two things that I'm going to bring to the office because I spend a lot of time here. You know, I was doing a lot of work from home because everybody in my healthy environment of coaches says, don't go into work. You're the owner of a company. I know you want to be at work. I know you want to be with your people. Do not go in. Mm-hmm. And we understand why that is, right? But now I'm back. Walk down the hall, go to the bathroom. I'm the only one in the building wearing a mask. Hello. So what? I did take the mask off to play ping pong. I will say that.
Good for you.
It's so hard. We did have to play with it on. And you know what I did? Oh, Dr. Sharon Martin, who's one of our hosts, went out of her mind. I poked holes in mine so I can breathe better. look. So I'm sitting there and I found my vibration plate, which I love, but I don't use it at home. And I found another thing I'm not using at home. These were all my recovery things for my knees. Mm-hmm. I have this little thing that you sit and you can step. And I'm like, they're going in my car.
Yes.
I mean, I'm here a lot, 5 in the morning, sometimes till 5 at night. And I'm like, okay, why can't I do that? But I want to get back to something else you said. How important. Can you help me with this? Because this was the other part of the question that came in. Hey. Oh, now it's Queenie. Sorry.
Queenie, I love it.
Hey, DRP. That's my abbreviation. That's DRP. It's not even Dr. Pat anymore because DRP works for me. Yeah. So they must know Jessica because that's what Jessica calls me. Hey, DRP and Queenie, how can you help? I'm sorry, I'm trying to read at the same time. How can you help me stop? I think if I stopped 2 to 3 things that I know I shouldn't be doing, I would. Let's talk about that, because you see, a lot of times people can't start, but they're good at stopping. Like the 9 o'clock peanut butter on this 3-carb roll-up that makes you think that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So how can you stop?
Yeah. She says, what are the tools that you've learned to help people stop things that obviously.
Yeah. Ooh, magic question. Okay. So, because like everyone,
this is from Janelle. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, Janelle. Great question. Well, personally, I am a certified, board certified NLP timeline therapy and hypnosis practitioner. Okay. Mm. So I go beyond like the basic levels of fitness, nutrition, exercise, you know, like that to me is like surface level stuff. In order to create deep change with my clients, I get down to the real root of the reason why they're not showing up for themselves. And then we brainstorm that, right? We let go of those limiting beliefs. These are all magic tricks that I have learned that I've had to invest and do myself, so that I can truly have a breakthrough. That's why I'm always helping women boss up, break through their BS. Because if we don't stop, right, you'll just find the next thing to try and stop. Like you've been wired to kind of go on this habit loop of like, try, stop, feel like a failure, try, stop, feel like even crappier. So we have to get to the real root of the reason why you're not wanting to stop. And sometimes the self-reflection is maybe you don't really want to stop. Right. So I always ask my clients, is it okay with your unconscious mind if we actually let go of this story? And you'd be
okay. Surprised. 1997. I don't know what was going on in 1997, but there was a movie I watched in 1997 and it really kicked my butt in gear. And I had just, I had just really stepped into a really strong spiritual awakening, right? Mm-hmm. My first vision quest. I don't know what it was about that year. I was struggling in my doctoral program and I got over a hump. Mm. G.I. Jane. Demi Moore. Girl, like I got to tell you, I watched that thing and whatever it was I pulled from that. Okay, so the ratings weren't great. You know, if they redid that now, I bet that would be a blockbuster, but it was too far ahead of its time.
Yeah.
I watched that and something hit me and triggered me. Mm-hmm. Now, I was never able to do the one arm push-up. Just saying.
Yeah.
But even with 2 very painful knees, I was able to climb Mount Si here. That's why I'm asking you this question, because there are many things that motivate us. Mm-hmm. Had I been able to work with you, I probably would have done these other things. Aren't you really creating transformative lifestyle changes that will last forever as opposed to
quick fixes?
Because honestly, for me, when I told my naturopath that I was trying the keto diet, I can't remember what she said, except that elephants don't eat that much fat. Something like that. But let's talk about how this will kickstart a lifetime of lifestyle change. Because that's what you do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not every client needs this. Sometimes we just have to tweak those little things, those light bulb. You're like, oh yeah, I should just bring this into the office. But sometimes we have to go deeper, right? We do. And that's the beautiful part about the retreats that I host. It's a 2-day intensive where we're doing tons of one-on-one work together, but we are letting go of the negative emotions. We are letting go and releasing the limiting beliefs that we know to be true. And then on the second day, now we get to go in and play with the fun stuff. And I say play because our 99% of everything that we do happens in the unconscious, like part of our brain, right? Like we are unconsciously like moving and living and being. And so when we can work with the unconscious mind and go straight to the source, we can have transformation. We can have aha moments that are lifetime, like lifetime transformational in just a 2-day retreat. Like, it's unbelievable. And I've experienced this myself, like literally I've gone through it, you know, not just to learn the process, but to train it, but to learn how to release certain emotions from a childhood that now I no longer feel. And I'll give you a great example. Like, I released anger, right? And anger was my form of protection as a little girl who had a lot of trauma. But anger was the protection. And so everything that I do, even to this day, well, a couple months ago, I had a lot of anger still inside me, even though consciously I'd be like, no, I'm a happy person. If you know me, they're like, oh, you're a happy person. But somewhere deep down, but once I learned how to release the anger, oh, I didn't feel the sadness. I didn't feel, you know, the guilt, the shame, the blame. I just stopped making excuses for myself. And so I truly can tell you that a 2-day transformation like that, it's like a simple retreat that's all about helping you become, you know, bust through, break through your beliefs and create a better life mm-hmm. for yourself. It's truly transformational. And, you know, it's quite fun, honestly.
Okay, so I want to get a little backdrop. Oh, Janelle, thank you for your follow-up. I had somebody say to me, and I bet you get this a lot, Carissa, right? Outside of when are you getting a tattoo like Carissa? Outside of that question. I so wanted to. I'm allergic to the ink. Oh. I haven't used the new ink yet, so I might. Someday I'll show you the full back tattoo I actually drew for myself when I moved to Seattle. But I've had a number of our audience say, Pat, you got to share more of your story. Mm-hmm. You've got to share some of the things I've heard you drop in here or drop in there. Because when I heard you talk about your childhood, when I heard you talk about some of your addictions, you know, when I heard you talk about depression, your mom's suicide, all your sisters dying, your mom's heart explosion, when I heard you all of that, all the loss in your life, it made me understand that you really are like us. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we show up like we have always had it together. Mm-hmm. But we are where we are, doing what we're doing, because we know. Isn't that true of your story as well, Carissa?
Yes. Yeah. You know, I've found that even with my podcast, you know, Boss Up Babes, every woman has a story. We all have a journey. We did not come out of the womb perfect and, you know, healthy. And, you know, like we have to kind of go through the muck sometimes to get there. And that's really empowering. That's why I love doing that on my show, is I love knowing that I thought I was the only one who struggled with that. And clearly I'm not. And that's, now it's empowering. I'm like, if she can get through, I can get through it. So our story, you know, it's a beautiful thing, but we go through the highs and lows just like anybody else. I just now have a bigger bounce back rate, right? I hit the reset really fast instead of getting stuck in the woes. There are still months that I'll like, it was like, oh, I'm kind of feeling like sad and like not motivated. Like, am I depressed? I'm like, okay, Chris, I hit the reset and, you know, get back to what you were doing. Because it allows, so I just don't stay in the stuckness anymore. And I choose that. You know, I really do. I choose not to be in the stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know how to say this, but be direct at it. But, you know, when you struggle through life, you do face yourself and you ask yourself, do I really want to be on the earth anymore? Mm-hmm. Many of us have done that. Mm-hmm. And the reason we're here is because either an angel dropped out of the sky or a two-legged angel, or something inspired us, or a Carissa Adkins showed up in your life to say, there's nothing wrong with you. This is just you wanting to make some changes. I want to drive that point home in the time we have left. Yeah. When we talk about, and by the way, people can also find you like 365 Daily Hustle, right?
Yep, 365.
Yeah, so we need to just tell them that, because when they Google that, like that pops up like a million places. Yeah. That's like your YouTube and everything.
Yeah, right. Everything. Yep. Carissa okay. Adkins, even Carissa Adkins gives you the 365 Daily Hustle.
No, really? What?
Yeah.
No, what? I'm sorry. But this one thing is so important, right, for us to drive this home. We're not doing this, and you and I are not talking about this because we think that somebody's defective, gosh, right? You know, I was told I was stupid all my life. I stuttered. I learned later in life that I'm on the spectrum. They call it that now. I've been called slow. have had to have a lot of help, barely graduated high school, but that didn't make me less than. So we're not doing this because we're saying there's something wrong with y'all, right? Can you please really get at the bottom of that? Because I got another message here, and we need to say no, no.
Yeah, you got to give yourself permission to be great. Yeah, there's absolutely nothing wrong with anyone, right? We all go through it. And I truly believe that, you know, everything that we go through is there to teach us a lesson. And I know that's a powerful reframe that I was able to, you know, teach and be taught by my coaches and mentors that, you know, I'm like, this is happening for a reason. There's a lesson behind it. And if I can view every hardship that I've gone through like that, I mean, yeah, we could compare all day long, like the movie Jaws, right? And they're sitting there comparing scars. And I'm like, yeah, we can each other. But we all go through that. And we're not here saying if this is you, then, you know, get your crap together. Like, absolutely not. Like, our crap is always still out there. There's nothing wrong with men and women who have gone through the stuff. And who are we to say what is stuff? You know, everyone's stuff looks different.
All right. So I know we got a couple of minutes left, but I got to bring this up. Here's what I want everybody to get rid of that's listening to this. And this applies across the board. Any y'all out there that somebody has said, my doctor said this to me a little bit ago. Well, you know, you're doing pretty good for your age. Really? I'm going to really, you know what, slap you in a moment. This thing we call age is such a mind trap. So I want to tell people that they're listening here. I'm not even going to tell you the age gap between Carissa and me. It doesn't matter. See, it doesn't matter what your age is. If you want to bring more joy, more happiness, make a few changes, that's why we're doing these shows. And those of you that have emailed me and said, yeah, but it looks like it's for somebody. No, it's for all of us. We're appealing to, right? Yeah. I mean, you don't like have an age cap on your deal.
I don't even accept that. Are you kidding? I'm like, who's that? I'm like, are you crazy? I'm getting better as I age. Like, I'm like, this thing called getting older is kind of sweet. I mean, I'm traveling. I have
wisdom.
I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm like,
oh. You know what I said to my doctor? I said, dude, I'm ready to arm wrestle you right now. I'm ready to arm wrestle you, and you're going to take everything you said back. And I'm telling you, if I hurt you when you do this and you cannot perform surgery, then you'll know. You'll never know. I mean, we have got to let go of this, because I want to get back to what you said. You're certified NLP.
Yeah.
We have to do a whole show together, me and you, on what that means.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
We have to do this. While the mind, while fear may be the great mind killer, doubt is the great dream killer, and you're helping people resurrect their dreams. I can't thank you enough for that.
That was beautiful. Yeah, that's how I feel. I mean, when you give a woman back herself, she's becomes unstoppable. She embraces the boss of babe mindset. And that's what I love to work with them with to do. But it's like changing and shifting their identities into, like, I'm like, anything is possible. And there's always a way. Like, that is so true. And your mindset has so much to do with it. So much with how you view things and whatnot. But yeah, I love that. I do, because most of the women, they come to me, they're like, I want to lose weight, but they leave with this sense of self-confidence. Yeah. Leave with a new way of living. And that's why I do what I do. I'm like, I get goosebumps just thinking about like what they actually achieve, what they actually get.
I hope you'll come back so we can do a show called Thoughts and Beliefs That Destroy Women's Mojo.
Ooh, I like it.
I'm going to get Linda on that because it's really underneath this. You know, that idea that you really think you need that half a gallon of ice cream right before you go to bed. What's underneath that? And I say thoughts, but they're thoughts and emotion. Carissa, I can't thank you enough. Again, how do people get involved with the challenge? How do they find out about you? And I didn't even talk about the fact that you actually work with people one-on-one. How did they do all of that with you?
You know, the best place is the website, 365dailyhustle.com, DAILYHUSTLE. Or you can just go to simple Google, hit Carissa Atkins. You're going to find all my social medias, all the whatnot. And then, if you're on Facebook, great. Go to the Healthy Hustle group. You do have to be a woman. Sorry out there. But, it's a very sacred space that I keep for those ladies. That challenge starts on July 1st. And come on over. I would love to help support you and help build you up.
And by the way, for all the men out there, we have already done a show for you, and we have identified one of the top people who wrote a fantastic book about men in the 21st century. So all you men, you're not left out. We have another group for you. You just have to let me know, like, are you going to be in? And I will connect you with him because he is the best for the men.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.